The lights in Sin City could go dark if 50,000 unionized workers in Las Vegas go on strike. This week, the workers voted to strike if their demands are not met before the contracts expire on May 31st. The last big strike was in 1984, and that lasted 67 days. Regina Garcia Cano is gambling and tourism reporter for the Associated Press in Las Vegas, and she joins me now. Regina, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
This is, it's been 34 years since the last big strike. Why are strikers doing this now?
Well, in this case, they haven't been able to reach, you know, meaningful agreements with companies. In the past, there have been strike votes for certain companies, but in this case, it appears that the issue is citywide. So the last time there was a citywide vote was in 2002. And they voted for a strike. And shortly after the vote, the casinos and the unions settled. So there was no strike. So in this case, you know, they are hoping the casinos that they can reach agreements with the union before the contracts expire on May 31st.
What's at stake here?
Well, a lot of business for definitely the casino operators and, you know, taxes for the local governments as well and the state.
And what exactly are the demands that these workers are making? Can you give us a summary of those?
Sure. So the workers are asking for higher wages as well as a stronger language in the contract against sexual harassment. They're also asking for more training as the casinos increase the amount of technology that they use. So they started using automated systems for certain things, and the workers want to be able to get training to ensure that they don't lose their jobs.
And so this is, I mean, I think we have a casino in New York that is basically all automated. Is that what a lot of these workers are concerned about, the automation of their jobs?
Right. So the day of the strike vote, I spoke with a bellman for one of the casinos here, and he's been working for casinos for more than 40 years. And he, you know, used a couple of examples. So nowadays, when you come here to Vegas, you can check in and check out of certain properties without having to interact with a front desk employee. You can do all that automatically. Or, you know, bartenders are already using certain automated systems where they just have to push a button to get a drink. And as he said, can eliminate, you know, the need for certain workers. So they're asking that as they continue to add certain technology, that, you know, they get the training that they need to continue to be able to work for this these companies.
And you mentioned some demands around sexual harassment. Did those? Can you give us some examples of what those are? And are those coming after the sort of Me Too movement that we saw earlier this fall?
The workers negotiate their contracts every 5 years. So in this case, it coincided and it definitely, you know, is in the minds of negotiators. So the union is asking for all the housekeepers to get a so-called panic button. So it essentially would allow them to alert management if there is a problem when they are in a room. So they can use that to alert security. And they're also asking, I'm not entirely sure if at all properties, but certainly at some, that if the rooms have not been, if nobody has entered a room for more than 24 hours, that security can be present when they go ahead and open the room to clean it.
And how will casinos make do if the workers go on strike? Will non-union workers fill the slots? Will they make do in other ways?
Well, if we reach a point where there is a strike, the casinos have contingency plans. And they, in the past, like in 1984, they hired some replacement workers to carry out some of the tasks. Some experts whom I spoke yesterday said that they, the casinos likely are already looking at those plans, and perhaps if they have casinos in other states, like some of the operators here, they're probably already reaching out to some of those employees to try to get them here brief periods if there is a strike.
We're also not too far away from the Stanley Cup final, where the new Vegas hockey team, the Golden Knights, are scheduled to play. If this does not get resolved, what kind of impact could this have?
The vote authorizes union negotiators to call on a strike at any time after June 1st. So T-Mobile Arena, where the Vegas Golden Knights play, is surrounded by properties that would be affected by a strike. So should there be a strike, people going to T-Mobile might see employees picketing at nearby properties.
What's the likelihood of this moving forward?
I think, it depends on who you ask. I think the companies obviously don't want to lose any business, so they want to reach an agreement. And the workers don't want to miss out on wages, so they also want to reach an agreement. I can't really make that call and say it will likely happen or it won't. But, experts that have said that both sides really are interested in reaching agreements because it's in their best financial interest to not go on a strike.
And I'm sure when and if this moves forward, you'll be there reporting it out for us. Thank you so much. Regina Garcia-Cano is gambling and tourism reporter for the Associated Press in Las Vegas. Regina, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.